Our office receives calls from both employees and employers about sexual harassment. It's a big topic these days. Today we'll address the employee's point of view on sexual harassment. For employees, the question is, what is sexual harassment? It's pretty clear if you go to the AMC show Mad Men that sexual harassment was one of the main things that was going on in the show. They might have been doing work, but at least the show concentrated on all the relationships, everything that was going on, most of which today would be the subject of a lawsuit. Sexual harassment is when an employer either conditions certain employment opportunities on some version of sex, or when somebody's just harassing an employee, or whether there's a hostile work environment, an environment that is such that it's difficult to work there for the employee. Sometimes employees will come to me and say, I just don't feel right with this person at work. This person creeps me out. I ask for reasons, and the person will say, well, I can't articulate a good reason, but the person just gives me a bad vibe. That's not sexual harassment. You need something more concrete than that to prove a sexual harassment case. If there's touching that's sexually oriented, that can be sexual harassment. If there are comments that are made that are sexually suggestive, that can be sexual harassment. If there are conditions of employment, that can be sexual harassment. There's a whole wide panoply of possible sexually harassing circumstances that are dealt with in countless cases. It really depends on each fact situation to determine whether sexual harassment has taken place and whether there's a cause of action, a lawsuit that should stem from that.